I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, tomorrow is the first fellowship meal of the year, and we're always looking forward to those Sundays when we have the fellowship meal together immediately after the worship service. And tomorrow we'll go into our newly renovated fellowship hall, and we'll enjoy a wonderful time of friendship and fellowship together. And what I love about our fellowship meal days is that really it's more than just a meal. It's always a sweet time of fellowship as we sit down together and just enjoy being with one another. And I always get the sense during those times that this is just what a church should be when we're together like that. God's people talking with one another, laughing with one another, loving one another. It really is a time of genuine Christian fellowship, I think the way God intends for it to be in one of his churches. And so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. And before we go to the fellowship hall, though, we'll gather for a time of worship, and that will include a time when we open God's word together. And we'll be back in our study in Genesis, where we've been looking at the life of Abraham, or Abram as he's called, until we get to chapter 17 at least. And when we left Abram 3 weeks ago, he had just experienced a disappointing and somewhat humiliating spiritual failure. And in tomorrow's text, we'll see if he learned anything from it. You know, you should never let a good spiritual failure go to waste. You need to learn from it and do better the next time. So I'm going to preach a message tomorrow that has sort of an unusual title. The title of the message is The 13-9 Solution. The 13-9 Solution. And I can hear someone saying, what in the world is that? What is the 13-9 Solution? Well, to find out, you'll need to be in church in the morning with an open Bible and open ears and an open heart. And I'll tell you this much, it's a solution that we can all use in our lives from time to time, a solution that would help us preserve some relationships and prevent some broken relationships. So I hope you'll be there tomorrow to hear this message, the 13-9 solution. There's another solution the Bible talks about, and it's the solution to how God could forgive people for their sins and still remain a righteous and a just and a holy God. And in many ways, that's the key question in the entire Bible. That's the question that the Bible answers. When you understand the main message of the entire book, that's what it's about. How can a holy, perfectly righteous, perfectly holy God forgive the sins that sinful men have committed against him? How can he do that and remain a holy God? And the answer to that is found very simply in the story of the gospel, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Someone might ask, what does the death of God's Son 2,000 years ago have to do with my salvation? Well, the answer is this. God looked at the death of his Son, not just as a physical death, but there was a spiritual dynamic to it. And he took our sins on himself and was judged by God for our sins. God the Father looked on that sacrifice and he said, that is acceptable to me as a just punishment for the sins of everyone who will ever believe on him. And that means that anyone, you, me, anyone who looks to the cross and believes that Jesus died as a substitutionary sacrifice for us and for our sins, God says that's an atonement. If you believe, if you'll just believe that, put your faith and trust in that for your soul salvation, then that will be an atonement for your sins. And that means that that person is saved. And that's the glorious truth of how God solved that issue of how he could forgive sins. And so let me ask you, have you believed God's plan for your salvation? Are you trusting in Christ's death for the forgiveness of your sins? It's the greatest solution that has ever been worked out. Christ took our sins. He gave us his righteousness. And because of that, God accepts us as fit to be a part of his family and spend eternity with him in his house. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful thing to live with the Father in heaven someday. And dear listener, I want to just encourage you to accept God's solution for your sin dilemma. You're faced with a dilemma. What is the solution? The solution is your sins can be forgiven. They can be forgiven right now, today, if you'll just come to Jesus Christ and believe that what he did on that cross was for you. Well, again, if you live anywhere near Grand Bay, Alabama, I want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow. It'd be a great day to visit. You could hear a free message from God's Word and an invitation going out to people to freely receive God's grace, and then a free Sunday dinner and free fellowship with some of the sweetest people you would ever meet anywhere. And folks, it's hard to beat free. Free is a limited commodity these days. There's nothing freer than free. So why don't you come be with us at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama? We'd love for you to come be a part. There's one reminder I want to give to everyone is that tomorrow daylight savings time is in effect. It goes into effect officially at 2 a.m., but you'll set your clock ahead 1 hour before you go to sleep tonight, and that way you won't be late for church tomorrow. I'll never forget one Easter Sunday when the time change occurred on Easter Sunday. There was a lady that showed up with her children all dressed, just unbelievably dressed up for the occasion. But the problem is they walked into the church right as we were dismissing. And so I've never forgotten that. So again, daylight savings time, set your clocks ahead before you go to sleep tonight. If you need more information about our church, you can find it elsewhere on this page where you're listening. Just scroll down to Grace Baptist Church, click on that, and you'll find information about where we meet, when we meet, about what we believe, and other important information about the church. Or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. Well, that's all for this week. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you'll listen every week. We try to have the podcast up by 10:30. A lot of times it ends up being 10:30-ish, but somewhere around 10:30 every Saturday you'll see the podcast available. Don't forget to share the link with some people you know and invite them to come tomorrow. Tomorrow would be a good day to invite someone to come be a part at Grace, because it's a day which I think really indicates who we are as a people. We love God's Word, and then we love to be together as often as we can. So I plan to be there. I hope you plan to be there. And if you are there, we'll worship the Lord together. And as part of that worship, we'll open his Word together. And I'm really looking forward to chapter 13 there in Genesis. So have a great rest of your Saturday, and I'll see you in the morning, Lord willing. God bless you.